The Olympic Games will be starting in just 3 days' time, and I've come to Thames Valley Police Headquarters to speak to Assistant Chief Constable John Campbell to talk about policing the Games. Hi John, it's a pleasure to come and speak to you today. Thames Valley, or Buckinghamshire to be more specific, will be hosting the rowing and canoeing events throughout the Games. For those who don't know much about the Olympic venue in Eton Dorney, can you give us a sense of the scale of the area that's going to be policed?
Yeah, it's a large event geographically. It's 450 acres for the actual Eton Dorney site itself. So, bordered by the River Thames for those of you that don't know the area, and some open land as well. So one of the largest Olympic sites outside of London. And also we've got responsibility and patrol in and around the transport hubs, and that's another 300 or so acres of policing activity.
So how long have you been planning this operation for?
Oh, I've been planning it for some time. The actual event was allocated to Eton Dorney around about 4 years ago, and as soon as we heard that, we put together a planning team, and they've been in place since that time. And as we've approached the Olympics, that planning team has increased in size due to the complexity of the event. So around about 4 years now.
So what sort of things will police be responsible for throughout the Games?
Well, the main responsibility for security at the site is that of the Olympic organisers, and they have a security framework for the site itself. We obviously support them in that, and we have officers on site and also at the various transport hubs and at Windsor Racecourse. In addition to that, we have specialist teams that obviously the security people can't provide, and that is our ability to respond to a variety of incidents, as you would expect. So we have the support ourselves to LOCOG and the security environment, then we have the specialist teams, and then also in the event of any significant or major incident, and we hope that won't take place, we obviously take responsibility for that and would respond and coordinate the response.
Residential areas near the venue, who will be trying to get on with business as usual, might be considerably disrupted by the events. So as well as the venue, will there be much of a focus on policing the surrounding area?
Well, there's no doubt that there's going to be disruption in the area. For some time now, the police have been speaking to the local community. There's been a specific neighbourhood policing team that's been based for the event itself, and they've been working not only with the marinas on the river, but also the affected villages and towns in the immediate vicinity. But there will be disruption, but we do have traffic management plans. We are working with the local authority to support them in that. But it's 2 weeks of Olympic activity, and then hopefully we return to some kind of normality.
And in terms of security, one thing the public may be concerned about, however overdramatic it might seem, is terrorism and threats to national security. What would you say to keep people's minds at rest about that?
Well, it's an understandable concern. There's an awful lot of talk about it in the press. Nationally, the threat assessment is that a threat from international terrorism is graded as a substantial threat. That said, we have been planning and exercising and creating the policing response in around the Games to stop any potential threats. And I'm happy to say that's continuing. We are then able to respond in a variety of ways to any emerging incidents. But I have every confidence that the Games at Eton Dorney will be safe and secure, and will be a fantastic event for those that are competing and also those who are coming to watch, and those in the local community.
And people will have read a lot of stories in the news over the last week about the issue with G4S staff and security at venues. What is the current state with this at Dorney? Do we have extra officers deployed to cover any shortfall?
Yeah, we do have some extra officers deployed. We've always had a military contingent that was allocated to Eton Dorney anyway. And in addition to that, we have had some extra soldiers to assist with some of the shortfalls of G4S. That said, G4S, the police, the military and also LOCOG are working very well together down at the site. And any shortfall that we've had to fill, and thankfully it's been fairly minimal at Eton Dorney, we are able then to get the money back for that. And also the officers that we're actually using are not officers that we're taking from normal policing duties. They're officers that might be on days off. So the rest of the force is not suffering from the fact that we've had to add additional resources at Eton.
You've just mentioned the military and LOCOG. Are you working with any other organisations throughout the Games?
Yeah, lots of organisations. This is really a team effort. We have a responsibility around, obviously, the policing and aspects of the security, but local authority are actively involved, the fire service, ambulance service, health. All the organisations that work day in, day out